Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is episode 22. You should know me by now, okay? We're 24 seasons in. This is episode 22. If you do not know about this podcast, I am sorry you are so late, but I'm glad you're here. You can find more of me on shanbepodden.com. You can find this app, surely in your phone. I'm using the Apple app, okay? That's my go-to for podcasts. You can find me on Good Pods. You can find me on Amazon Music. You can find me on Spotify. Wherever you like to listen to your podcast, whether you're at work or whatever, you should be able to find this podcast. This episode, you see the title. I'm talking about women who want a finished product in a man, okay? It sounds like we're canceling out majority of men, but in reality, if you spent time, finances, investing in yourself education wise as a woman, learning life skills, and you're like, let's say you're in your 30s, okay, or your 40s, and you're just like, I want a man to also match how driven I am, how motivated I am, how educated I am. That's more so on the lines of what women consider to be a finished product in a man. And a lot of men are just not there yet. But it doesn't mean that they're blind. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't mean that they are worthy of nothing. They deserve someone, but it might not be me. They deserve someone, but it might not be you. Just like men have discernment on what they're looking for in women, you might want a woman that looks like she can be a wife. You might want a woman that can cook, that's educated, that can possibly raise kids and wants kids. That's not wrong to want. I'm not knocking you for not wanting to talk to the woman that doesn't want to have kids. Have that. The same thing goes for women who want a finished product. Okay. A finished product in a man sounds great, but women outnumber great men. Let me say that one more time. Women outnumber great men. And unfortunately, when a great man is seen, heard, smelled, or appreciated, it's at least 20 women looking at that one man to talk to him, to date him. Okay? And there's a lot of competition in that, right? And sure, women want true love, real love, a connection, chemistry. But sometimes women marry a man that they don't really love like that, unfortunately. Women marry a man just because they make their lives easier. Women marry men just because they got tired of doing everything themselves. Women marry men because they wanted to start a family and I could count on him to be a great dad and go to work. It sounds fucked up, but the reality is a lot of women say yes to men because they don't want to adult 100%. Not because they really care about them. Not because they truly love them. Not because they truly believe in them. And that sucks. But on the same tip, a lot of men date women, have babies with women, and marry women that they know they don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry about her cheating because nobody really wants to talk to her. I don't have to worry about her not being a great mom because she has all the attributes and values of a great mom. I don't have to worry about that. But I'm not really into her. I'm not really attracted to her. Men marry women like that all the time. So it's shitty on both sides most of the time, right? But let's come back to this topic. So if there are like 10 women wanting that same man because they feel like they deserve this finished product of a man, then you're going to deal with a lot of things that come with that, right? You're going to deal with women trying to talk to your man when you're at the store with him and they saw him go to the car and they think he by himself and they leave the number on the car. You're going to deal with women flirting with your husband at the cashier area checking out because you went to go pick up some bread because you almost forgot. You're going to deal with people finding who you're with attractive because they have great values and attributes, but it doesn't mean that gives that man a right to be disrespectful or disrespect your relationship. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about women wanting a finished product and what is a finished product in a man according to most women. Again, because I cannot speak on every woman's preference or wants and needs, but majority of women know what aligns with a quote unquote finished product in a man. And that struggle love is not what the women in this generation are picking up. That been with me when I didn't have anything love, most of the time does not pan out later on with a lot of women. And we grew up seeing that. We grew up seeing the woman that was there when that man had nothing, and he got better and better every year. And at that 10th year of her sticking it through, he cheated on her, or he asked for a divorce, or he left her, or he embarrassed her. And we constantly, every year, have to see posts where men, before they say how beautiful and how loved they feel by a woman and how they appreciate a woman, they talk about how we've been through so much together. AKA, I dogged you out so much. I embarrassed you so much. You got arrested for me because I was being stupid and having something where it shouldn't have been. And now let me tell you how I appreciate you. Women don't want that struggle shit no more. And unfortunately, it leads to a lot of women being okay with being single for many years, being okay with not dating you, being okay with you never calling them ever again in life. And I think more so than not, more men are feeling the loneliness that comes with a result of that versus women, because women always gonna find something to do. Women are not without, if you know what I mean. It's not hard for women to find a man to talk to find a man to take them on a date. It's really up to that woman if she wants to. Whereas men have to put forth a lot more effort for the woman that they want to date. Okay, and that's a whole nother episode. But today I want to focus on women wanting a finished product in a man. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. A finished product in a man can be a lot of things. Is he financially stable? Is he organized? Does he have good health, inner and outer? Meaning that man is not afraid to get himself tested for STDs or HIV. That man is not afraid to get that colon checked. That man is not afraid to go to the doctors and see about, you know, his shortness of breath. That man is not afraid to ask his parents about any diseases that run through their family. That man understands, you know, the importance of good health, of good heart health, that he eats properly. Okay. He's not over drinking. He's not over smoking. He works out. A man that is confident, a man that is mentally and emotionally stable and balanced. Okay. A man that knows how to manage his time well. A man that consistently works, meaning you don't have to worry about him having a job this week and not having a job next week, or how he's going to get his bills paid. A man that can take care of himself. And when I say take care of himself, I'm talking about he's in control of where he lives and he's not sleeping on a friend's couch or a family member's couch. He has his name on his utilities and he pays them on time. Sometimes he pays them before time. He has a passport. He knows where his social security card and his birth certificate is. His name is on his vehicle. He makes his payments on time. He can pay his own insurance. Okay. He's responsible. Women want that. Okay. A man that can see a woman as an add-on in his life and not a woman he needs out of desperate need. Okay, desperate need. And I have to say it like that because I feel like a lot of males out here are looking for a woman to come into their life out of desperate need. Meaning you're...
You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the Bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotting.com. Now back to the show.
Mom hasn't been at your house in a few months. You need somebody that cleans up like a woman. You need somebody that does laundry like a woman. You need a woman that can cook because you don't want to learn how to cook. I think it's very sexy for a man to know how to cook. But I also feel like cooking is not a womanly only thing. Also, can we all grow up?
A man that can reduce a woman's daily burdens. And I don't mean like take on all of her troubles and problems, but if a woman is to be an add-on in your life on top of what you already do for yourself and can do for yourself, same thing for a woman. That man should be an add-on in your life to make it better, not to put you 10 steps back. And that is where the saying, be with somebody who is equally yoked, comes into play. Because if you were at a level where a man is that wants to date you or talk to you 5 years ago, you really have to ask yourself, do I want to manage my life as it is now, plus someone who is not quite where I am in a partner? And can I handle that? And a lot of people cannot emotionally handle that, cannot mentally handle that, cannot financially handle someone who cannot meet them where they currently are. And it's not because they feel like they're better than, but you really...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not even out of being mean or not having patience, you really have to be honest with yourself about what you have the capacity for. And I know last episode, I talked about a person's capacity. And sometimes people do not have the capacity to deal with someone who never had a passport, don't know where their documents are, and you're on your second passport because the first one is full of stamps. Or you have the means to set aside money for 6 months and still go on that trip and still buy things on that trip and pay for your flight, but they have to put their flight on payments because they're just not financially where you are. And so certain accommodations have to be made for this person because financially, they can't meet you where you are. And it's going to be a lot of moments in the relationship or while you're dating where that might come up in different ways. And you have to have the understanding that this is where this person is right now. It doesn't mean this is where this person will always be. But a lot of women, when it comes to, quote unquote, wanting a finished product in a man, They want a man where they don't have to worry about that happening. Because they don't have to worry about that happening because they can do it by themselves. And this is why I say it's not a bad thing that women want a finished product, but it's just a harder want to maintain with the numbers out here, men versus women, on how many great men are there like this who are a finished product versus women out here, because there's so many women who feel like they deserve a finished product in a man. And there's so many men who are more so working on themselves to get to where they want to be so they can be seen and looked at as a finished product for women. And a lot of them are just not there yet, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with me being a college graduate of 4 years and me dating or talking to a man who has a trade. I don't think a man has to go to college in order to be successful. There's lots of men that I know who never went to college who are way more successful than I am. And I have 4 years of going to a university. So you have to just understand and respect what you respect in a man and go for that. A man with proven drive, not just talking about what he wants to do all the time, but throughout his life, you can see what he wanted, what he went for, and the results of it, right? A man who has great values on how he carries himself throughout the world, how he shows up in his family's lives, how he takes care of himself, how he loves his children, where he sets his standards. Most women want that, right? But the reality of why women are just like, we want a finished product is because women are tired. After they put in the time, the energy, and the money into themselves, they want a man who matches that effort. Think about it this way. There is no woman in this life who have a supportive, great family, who have supportive friends, who is educated, successful, have a career, can take care of herself, can take care of her own bills, possibly have kids, maybe not, can pay for her to have nicer things, can cover her vacation expenses herself. None of her friends or her family is going to want to see her struggle with a man who is not even meeting her at the level where she's at in life, right? And most men would not feel comfortable being with a woman who looks like she doesn't necessarily need him to do all of those things, right? And so most men who see a woman like that, they might think she's attractive physically, but they're not going to go towards her or ask for her time if they feel like they cannot compare. They're just not. And some of them will, despite where they're at in life. You know what I'm saying? Very confident. And if you don't get it that way, think about if you had a daughter or a sister that you cared about that was focused, already happy. She loved herself. She has a whole family that loves her. She has friends that love her. And she's just at a level of life that you're just like, she's doing what she needs to do. And she's deserving of a man that's going to come into her life and elevate that, right? Would you want her to give her time to someone who is not even at the level where she's at? And it's not about money. It's really about experience. It's really about where you are in life, how you can support yourself. It's about not taking on hassles that you cannot manage with what you already have on your plate. And it's going back to, does she have the capacity to take on someone who does not know what their purpose is right now?
Does she have the capacity to take on someone who needs a bit more help than she can possibly give? And that's what She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside, under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
There, we have to be honest with ourselves when it comes to, do you have the capacity, even as a woman, to take on a man that is considered a finished product? Do you have the attitude that a man who is a finished product would like in a woman? Because a lot of y'all may want a man who is a finished product, but a finished product in a man does not have time to sit on a phone and argue back and forth with you. I don't believe men argue with women. I believe that men say their point, make their point, give some decisions on what can happen to move forward, or tell you what the result is going to be if they choose otherwise. And that's what happens when you're dealing with a man. And it sounds like people have less empathy in today's time, but it's not all about empathy. I don't believe that anyone was meant to have to do so much manual labor in order to make a living or to get by week, month by month. But this is what our lives are right now. If you do not have a main source of income where you physically don't have to be there, and a passive way of making money, and a service that you can offer people that they will need, not that they want, that they will need, you're going to be hustling out here. You're going to be in lack of something. And if a woman can meet a man who can make her life easier, 80% of the women today will leave the man that she is in love with for the man that will provide the quote-unquote princess treatment. Now, I don't know what percentage the woman you like falls in, or the woman you are falls in, or the woman you would like falls into. But there's a lot of women who are not in love with the men that they are with. They just like the fact that they make their lives easier. These rich men, or quote unquote, well-rounded men who get women and can keep women in rotation or don't have a problem getting dates, it's not because of their looks most of the time. It's not because of the wang they provide. It's not about it being real love or real interest. It's about the love of the life that they can provide. And a lot of them know that. Okay? And a lot of them, regardless of the money they make, the lifestyle they live, they deal with insecurities with all of those things. So it's not necessarily that men are just fed up with women because they don't, you know, want to work with them, or they don't want to be empathetic to what they have going on, or they're not patient. It's just women want what they want now, and they don't want to gamble with working towards something that can be good later. Women want what they want now, not later. They don't want to gamble with their time. And women who work with men with less, most of the time, they deal with a lot that they shouldn't have to deal with. They deal with a man who's bitter. They deal with a man who has loud insecurities. They deal with a man who's dealing with self-doubt. Men who ruin a good relationship because they feel like you deserve better and eventually you're going to cheat or you're going to leave. So they end up ruining it faster. Men who need emotional help that's out of your capacity to give. Men who are jealous of the woman that they are with because she's getting ahead in life and they feel like they aren't. That's just you needing to work on yourself before you're in a relationship. Every relationship that you are in should be an add-on to what you're doing, not a downgrade. And it's not me making a man feel less because they're not where I'm at or they're not where I want them to be. It's the reality of the capacity and what I need in a mate that you are not yet. Okay, this is honesty. Men who say, "I didn't ask you to," make you feel stupid for even having the empathy or the just the room to give them to get better despite them not being where they remind you that you should have never tried, right? And that backfires, and a lot of women don't want to deal with that. So there are men who still appreciate that woman who will struggle with them or help them get to where they would like to be. And they don't make that woman feel embarrassed for being with them. But those men are rare, okay? Most men will embarrass you for even giving a fuck. Either way, it's a gamble, but that is why most women want a finished product in a man. It's not because you'll never get better. It's just because life ain't waiting for you to get it. You just got to get it or wait till you get it. That's it.